U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says reforms in Kenya will encourage new forms of investment and reinvigorate tourism. Kenya's economy has suffered since 2008 when about 1,300 people died in post-election violence. The East African nation is under pressure from the United States to create a new constitution, institute judicial reforms, and fight corruption. A draft constitution is expected to be ready for a national referendum in August. The U.S. considers Kenya a key ally in stabilizing a troubled East African region that includes neighboring Somalia. Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki noted there was an urgent need to deal with the continued instability in Somalia and increased acts of piracy off the coast of the Horn of Africa. Kenya is one of just two countries in Eastern Africa willing to accept and prosecute those accused of piracy. The island nation of Seychelles is the other, but neither is willing to handle all of the cases of piracy. Biden's visit to Africa has strategic implications. Suleiman Nyong at Howard University says the U.S. faces competition in the region from other countries. Many Kenyans have expected President Obama to pay greater attention to their country where the president's father was born. Nyang has this to say. Following his visit to Kenya, Biden heads to South Africa on Friday for the opening of the World Cup football tournament. On Monday, he met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to discuss the problems facing residents of the Gaza Strip. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.